Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our podcast,
Mom
and Son Podcast. So I'm Manav, and this is my mom,
Monica.
And in today's podcast, what are we going to do?
We're going to talk about an exciting thing, future. I'm going to put you on spot this time, because normally when we are going to talk about things, we do discuss and depending on topic, we genuinely research and try to bring the best out of the topic. This one is about Manav, and it's a very interesting question, because whenever I was asked this question when I was your age, I had a certain answer, but growing up I have been doing something else. So it is about, what do you want to be, or what do you want to do when you become older, career wise okay, I know you're only 9 and it's too young to think about career, but hey, we can have conversations, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what I used to say when I was growing old and people asked me, what do you want to be?
What?
I wanted to be a doctor.
Ooh.
Yes.
And
yes, now... I wanted to be a doctor until year 9. Mm. Then I realized I probably could not work that hard, or, you know, being a doctor would require so much of learning and different kind of discipline and attention. It was an overwhelming dream for me. I got overwhelmed thinking about how much I had to do. Then I thought, what else? Bottom line, I always wanted to help people. And the reason why I wanted to be a doctor was I wanted to help people. Then I thought, okay, maybe I want to be a nurse. Long story short, I am a social worker now. I'm still helping people. I'm passionate about meeting people and solving their problems and serving them. So yeah, a little bit of my story. It will be interesting to know that also, but we will do that offline. Now, yeah, I'm putting you on the spot today. What do you want to be, Manav, when you grow older?
Well, people might laugh, but actually, I want to be a ninja.
Okay, that's interesting.
Because, okay, like, from when I was young, I just like to punch and kick around. And then when I was in kindy, I went into karate, and I still go there to this day. I still go to there. And I've really progressed. Because if you saw, so like, for example, if you were there, like, just imagine you were there. I wasn't strong enough. Instead of strong enough, let's just say I was a rookie there, right? A rookie. But then, the more the months, the more the weeks, the more the lessons I went, the more stronger I became, the more I progressed. And now, well, I progressed so much that I'm on the second level. It's been like, I think last year or the year before, I started the second level. And the second level was hard to start. But then my karate instructor said that maybe go to a class where there's more people and more people of my age. So it's much easier. And then when that happened, it was much easier, and I progressed more. So that's really helping me become a ninja. And then, so like, now that I'm starting to I'm doing the fundamentals, I've done the basics. Now I'm starting learning. I might learn weapons by the end of... So I'm thinking maybe to learn swords or like weapons, but not real if they have like a sharp tip, but like fake.
Yeah.
It's like weapons, maybe starting by the end of this year or next year. I mean, like, end of this year or somewhere in the line next year. But throughout those times, I want to start learning weapons. And also, I was researching about ninjas.
You've always researched about ninja.
Yeah.
You wanted to be ninja. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I think when we first started, you wanted to be a chef.
Yep.
That changed when you started school. You wanted to be chef until when you were 5 years old.
Yeah.
And from 5 years, since 5 years, you've been wanting to be ninja since 5 years old. And that hasn't changed yet.
I think also I wanted to be inspired by my uncle.
Yeah.
And also a dad inspired by my dad.
Oh, yeah. You wanted to be dad at one stage. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And of course I will be, because I have to have... Because I will fulfill one of my goals. Two, actually.
Yeah.
Because I have a younger brother. So that means I can be an uncle. I can. Mm.
Yeah.
When he has children, finally I can become an uncle. And when I have children, I can finally become a dad.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, viewers, I'm a grandmother all of a sudden.
I was
not ready to hear this, but not oh well. Now. Raw as it can be. Oh, my gosh. Moving on, Manav. I don't want to be grandmother just yet.
Don't worry. A lot more years till that happens.
But I will be delighted when that time comes.
Because then you can tell all my children the stories.
I will. I am so looking forward to share about you and all the stories. Yeah. Going back to ninja, right? What is the purpose? Like, you know how I shared my story? I always wanted to help people. So I wanted to be a doctor. That's all I knew growing up. Then I thought, okay, doctor is something that I could not pursue financially or academically too. Then I thought nursing might be thing. Then I am into social working now. But I always, my bottom line was helping people. So... what is your purpose for ninja?
Well, I don't know. Like, I really did want to do karate. Probably when I started karate, I think it's really hard. I did want to be a ninja. I do want to be a ninja. But then when I think about the bottom line...
You don't know.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You're only 9, right? And as I said, you're passion of being ninja might change, and you might know why you wanted to be ninja later, and then there might be something leading you to be something else through being ninja, if you know what I mean. Going back to my example, I wanted to be doctor, then nurse, and then now I'm a social worker, and I'm a very happy social worker. But I did not see myself as a social worker when I first started. So I started as a doctor, like you started as ninja, right? If I can say, you are a very creative person. So being ninja might be your way of being creative. Your way of being something different than who you are in a real person. Because in a real person, you are Manav. And you have your daily things to do. And when you are ninja, that is your creative manner. So, again, you know, I'm just exploring this with you. Being ninja may be your way of unpacking your creative side. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And now,
we'll find out.
And now I just found out my bottom line.
You did?
Yeah.
Yay! High five. Go.
I want to do something that includes fighting.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But not a real fight, is it?
In the middle.
Okay. Fighting as in sport fighting. Or you don't want to just go and fight with people without any reason. You will end up in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like fighting for protecting people, basically.
Right. I get you.
So
yes.
Basically, yes. Like yours, helping people.
Or saving people.
Saving, yeah. Making them more safe.
First of all, you want to fight maybe because you want to save yourself first. And then you want to save others.
Yeah.
With your skill. Wow, I am so looking forward where this will go, Manav. And in few years, we'll sit again and we'll talk about what do you want to be in future. Wow, this is exciting. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
We haven't asked your brother what he wants to be, have we? What does he say? I haven't noticed. Oh, goodness me. I haven't noticed.
I don't remember, but I think he's too young to decide right now.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Maybe this year he'll start to know.
Yeah.
We might ask him this year.
Yeah, he's into dinosaur. The other day he's really into fossils and stuff.
Yeah.
He's only three. But when you were three, I remember you wanted to be a chef.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were four, you wanted to be a dad.
Mm-hmm.
And an uncle, yeah. And when you were five, that's when the ninja fever started.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so proud, you know. You have something in mind. You practice your skills every day. I see you practicing your skills every day, Manav. And that's incredible. You know, I see you playing with your plastic swords every day and brushing up your skills. I can see your kicks are better. Your moves are better.
Even like sticks, like long sticks in the backyard.
Yeah.
I like to pretend they're bow staffs, like weapons.
Yes. So, yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I think that's all for today. We really wanted to keep it raw, simple, short, and sweet. Again, the reason why I picked this topic was we always want to find more about our children, and I thought, you know, it was one of the way to get into their tiny brain and see what they are thinking. It always gives us some direction, and when we look back ourselves too, and I'm speaking to parents now, when we look back what we wanted to be or what we wanted to do when we were younger, we are somewhere near that. It might not be the exact thing, but we are along the line of what we thought we wanted to do mostly. It's a great exercise to either casually have a chat with your child or sit down and have a proper conversation. And if we have identified some definite skills and, you know, gifts, as in, you know, some kids are born with some special gift, it might be, you know, worthwhile to invest in that gift because they are naturally good at it. But again, you know, it's a very individual thing. I have no right to say what to do. We are only casually discussing, but I find this question very intriguing. It tells me what my child is thinking about. It tells me how my child sees the world, and what is going in his head and heart, right?
Yeah.
Do you have any question, Mana, before we wrap up for me?
No, but I do have a fun fact for you guys. So we were reading this book called like 300 Dinosaur Weird Facts. They were really weird and funny. And there was this one fact that there was like a shower head, a T-Rex shower head. And Mux was like, I want that.
He's so into dinosaur. Yeah. And Dad actually wanted to install that. Mom's like, We don't know. We just don't know yet.
Maybe not.
Yeah. We do read a lot of books as we have mentioned already in another podcast too. And it is amazing way to expose adults and kids' brain to different things. So on that happy note, thank you for listening. We really appreciate you coming back and listening to our podcast. And thank you for, you know, being with us. Thank you for subscribing, liking, and sharing. And we really appreciate your support. Mm-hmm. And until next week, bye.
Bye.